Welcome to the Healing Happens podcast with your host, Avital Miller, designed to bring you insight and inspiration from health and healing experts to overcome seemingly insurmountable challenges. From former program manager at Microsoft to author, international keynote speaker, global dancer, and healing breakthrough facilitator, my goal is to inspire boundless energy, absolute happiness, and true success so you can live the best life possible. Enhance the power to heal yourself through natural healing techniques and through gaining awareness in order to comfortably, energetically, and joyfully live your passions.
I believe healing can always happen, but the question is, how? In what way? And what about somebody whose physical body doesn't actually heal and they die? Do they heal? To exemplify the answer to this question, I want to share one of the stories that Dr. Connie Hernandez shared in my book, Healing Happens, Stories of Healing Against All Odds. She said, a Pacific Islander with four little kids came to us from Stanford with stage 4 cancer. She'd been treated with chemotherapy, but it hadn't worked, and they told her to go home and die. She came in with her huge extended family and begged us to do IV vitamin C for her, which Stanford had refused to do. We turned the clinic upside down to meet all the requirements for doing that in the office. As a result of the treatment, she regained her sense of well-being and was able to spend happy time with her family 6 months later. Her family invited us to her memorial service, at which many people expressed their gratitude, saying they felt like she had been healed in the sense that she had had the time to come to peace with herself and her family. The cancer was not healed, but the family was healed. Because of her, we set up an IV center at the clinic and started working with other cancer patients. What I call that is dying gracefully. She's still healed. Her physical body didn't heal, but her spirit and her relationship with her family healed. She got extra time added onto her life. That's another layer of healing. I say this to be open-minded about how healing can come about, but mainly I wanted to focus this podcast on the process of dying and to create a different relationship with dying. My grandmother, when she was 2 months away from turning 97, called me one evening and said to me, I'm going to die tomorrow. Please don't cry for me. I've led a great life. Would you come to my funeral, though? Lo and behold, she didn't die the next day, but she did die 2 months later, right before her 97th birthday. She recently had a hip surgery, but that's not fatal. There was nothing physically wrong with her. But she had lived a great life, and she felt it was done. This is not suicide, because she did not purposely make her body die through any physical action that she took. This was herself being in alignment with the fact that her time was just done. And this is interesting because often our culture does not accept dying. And it's easy to understand for a 97-year-old woman, but what about a 50-year-old person, a 30-year-old person, a child, an infant? Could it be their time as well? What if we get disease sometimes as an excuse to die? Because we don't accept that death is okay, So we have to go through all this pain and suffering to have a reason to leave our body. But what if we just knew that our time here was done and that was okay? That is a culturally accepted or personally accepted thing. So what if then we didn't need to have disease in order to get to death? And then we could just go more smoothly and enjoy the final moments of our life with our loved ones, imagining the idea of dying gracefully.
Thank you for listening to the Healing Happens podcast. To take your next step towards boundless energy, absolute happiness, and true success, visit www.healinghappensforyou.com, where you can get your copy of the book Healing Happens or sign up for interactive online courses to put the power of healing and success in your hands. Fatal pronouncements do not have to be your fate. Healing happens. The content in this podcast is provided for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or prescribing. Listeners should consult their physician on all health matters, especially symptoms that may require medical attention. Using this podcast's information is entirely at the listener's discretion. Healing Happens, Avital P.G. Miller, contributors and publishers of this podcast assume no responsibility for errors, inaccuracies, omissions, or inconsistencies. Any slights of people or organizations are unintentional. Healing Happens and Avital P.G. Miller do not endorse every statement, treatment, and diagnostic approach contained in interviews in this podcast.